Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We usually do this on a Thursday, but remember, short show yesterday with the Ravens playing. So Lucy Burge kind enough to move to Friday for us. So let's head out to the Window Nation
Fangas Hotline.
Yes, where Lucy Burge makes a Halloween appearance the program. Yes, and Lucy, I thank you as always for jumping on with us. I would assume you're a big fan of Halloween.
Yes, good afternoon. Happy Halloween. I am a massive fan of Halloween. It is my favorite holiday, so I am enjoying it. It is a little sad. Yeah. Once it's over, then it's over, but I am enjoying today.
Let the people know, for those who don't have social media, what you're dressed as for Halloween.
Yes, I am dressed as Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend of Bill Belichick, with the bag that she had. It was the blue, clear bag that she had with the ripped up contract in it. So, and Goldfarb's Deductive Logic, which is the book they bonded over in the first place. I got an actual copy of it. And it's quite a read, guys. I recommend Goldfarb's work to anybody, of course.
And it looks like you went to WEI and there were bunch of Bill Belichick's dressed up. So are you still in costume? What are the rest of the plans for Halloween?
Yes, so that was fun. I mean, my return back to WEEI, and I was, I was Jordan with four Belichicks, and there were four different versions of Bill Belichick, which was really fun. And I will still be in costume for this evening, where there's a hotel here that is having a party here in Boston, and one of my friends and I are going to that. So I will be awesome. Jordan Hudson, and she is Marie Antoinette, so this is going to be really fun.
Wow.
And she's going all out for this. I cannot wait to see her costume, but this is the first time in a long time I've actually done something for Halloween, which will be very, very fun. So looking forward to it.
I was going to ask you what your plans were. So you already answered that one. But I had a feeling there might be like multiple costumes. There was some sort of a Spider Woman thing going on. What was that?
I had this spider web jumpsuit from years ago, and I found it over the summer, and I was like, oh, remember this for Halloween. And then yesterday morning, I couldn't find it, and I thought, this is literally the reason I kept this, was for Halloween. And I finally found it and thought, it's a festive outfit. And so it's got two spider webs strategically placed on this jumpsuit, and it's a fun outfit.
Yes.
It's a fun outfit. So yeah, that was part of it too, just part of the festivity.
And nothing, Cam, nothing new there?
Nothing, no update on Cam. Things are just status quo, but we'll see as the, you know, the Bruin season perhaps continues or when he's back.
He's going to come home.
I was told he's got to come home. He does love it here, as he said. He said, F Boston, which of course means you love it. So
yes.
I am looking forward to that at some point, maybe this winter.
Lucy, and we're talking with Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned your jumpsuit, and you mentioned strategically placed spider webs. With that, it brought to mind Sydney Sweeney breaking the internet yesterday. What did you think of her outfit?
Was it the hot dog one?
No. The dress.
Very revealing dress.
Yes. The
you did not see, on your radar?
You did not see this?
I was so consumed with my own costume.
Wow. I will have to send you.
Ken has 50,000 captures of it, so no problem for him to get one from his phone to yours.
I do not, but I can find it.
He's
quickly.
Got a whole file. He's got a dossier.
This is shocking to me.
All angles. Yeah, how did I miss this? It's crazy. Maybe I saw it and just moved past it. There was so much. There was Kim Kardashian's costume yesterday. There was a lot going on.
What was Kim Kardashian? I didn't see that.
She was, and this is something, I don't know this either, but I saw a million TikTok videos of it. Some TikToker. I think Northwest wanted all of them to be this group of TikTokers, so they were those people. And that's not my side of TikTok is skincare and makeup. I don't know about any dances or whatever they were doing.
I sent you the picture, Lucy, before the end of the segment. Take a look.
Yeah, we'll probably get an audible reaction.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your professional handicapping opinion on something. So I haven't been doing great in college football, but I was intrigued by this North Carolina game tonight against my alma mater, Syracuse. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, Halloween. And when we think of Bill Belichick, don't we think of him dressed as the pirate on the roller skates? From maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, from the NFL Films documentary, and Randy Moss is like, we're having a Halloween party at Skateland, and nobody thought Belichick would go, and Belichick and his now ex-wife show up there skating. So part of me is wondering, like, one, if that'll be some sort of motivation, because Jordan will want to have her Halloween moment with him, and maybe it'll be winning this game. And then I also wondered, she's probably aware of that, if she brings out something cray-cray tonight at the Dome in Syracuse.
Oh, of course. First of all, saw the dress. So I did see this yesterday. And for some reason, didn't even think about it. I was like, yeah, that's just what she's wearing. Yeah. That dress, that is something.
Yes.
That is
wild. Yeah, that was my reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she looks great. She looks amazing. Phenomenal. 10 out of 10. Yes. So the Belichick Randy Moss meeting that they had, where Randy Moss did invite him to the Halloween party, where he did. I love whenever that video comes up. I do not skip it.
Right. That's what you think about on Belichick Halloween, right?
So he went all in, which you wouldn't expect. He was the pirate. Linda was the other pirate, and you would think. So last year, Bill and Jordan were the mermaid and the fisherman on Instagram. And this year, nothing. And I'm thinking, maybe they're just all business. It's game day. So we can't, if it'd be a really bad look if we posted something, even though they could take the pictures another time. But I think maybe Bill, I was going to say maybe Bill was like, oh, well, we're going to be serious and locked in and not be, no nonsense. But he has no say.
No.
So Jordan would be the one. Who would be like, look, Bill, we're doing these pictures and we're going to be this for Halloween. So I do hope that maybe at some point today she posts something. I'm going to turn my notifications on. And I tagged her in all my pictures. So, Jordan, if you like my costume, let me know.
Well, Burge, we're on Tar Heels plus 120. If you want to get on Halloween, Tar Heels plus 120.
Yep, plus 2.5 I'm on for them.
Mm. Burge, with it being Halloween, are you a scary movie gal?
Yes. Yeah? Oh, what's your favorite? Favorite genre of movie, I'll watch them all year round. My all-time favorite is House of 1,000 Corpses, and I watched it last night. But here's the thing with this
movie. Is that Rob Zombie?
It's Rob Zombie, and he is a genius. So this movie is it's scary, and Rainn Wilson is also in it, of The Office.
Oh, love that.
Of Dwight of The Office, or in The Office. So this movie now is like my comfort horror movie, where I've seen it so many times that it's almost not scary or creepy anymore, and I just put it on, and then like the vibe of this movie and how familiar it is now is like, that's Halloween to me. It also takes place on Halloween, so it's double, like it's scary and it's Halloween. So I do enjoy that movie very much. Also, the scariest movie, though, is Hereditary. And I don't know if I'll watch that one.
Awesome.
That was so good, but so scary. And if you just watch the Ed Gein series on Netflix, that's good enough. It's very creepy and scary. But I adore scary movies. They're my absolute favorite. Yesterday, I watched like 4 of them. Texas Chainsaw Massacre being another
classic
one.
Leatherface.
So good. Yes, so good. So original Halloween, you can't miss with that.
Yes.
Silence of the Lambs, one of my favorite movies. I love scary movies.
What about candy? Where are you on Halloween and candy? Do you have a favorite candy, a least favorite candy?
I do. So I have a favorite, and that's Heath Bar. And people
don't like this very much.
I love them. And then my second one is Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. And then Reese's. But Reese's is fine. But I do like Butterfinger better. But least favorite is probably anything that's like, honestly, like fruity. I like it, but it's not my go-to.
What about gummies?
Gummies are fine. Like any kind of like Sour Patch Kids, like they're fine. But I
don't
like
the Coleman gummies. But even she knows.
Yes, any gummies that you can buy at like CVS. I don't buy those. I get the like hard candy, like the hardcore candy with you have your Snickers, your Kit Kat, the Butterfinger. Like those are the ones that I go for. And when I used to trick or treat or whatever, like any kind of Laffy Taffy, like those are not my favorite.
Yeah,
when it comes to Halloween.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
What about Twix?
Yeah.
Twix is my favorite.
Twix is legit.
Twix rocks.
Twix is okay.
What?
It's okay. It's not in my top five.
Peanut M&M?
It's those are okay as well. but they're not, again, not my top five. But I would say Butterfinger is, and Heath are my top two.
The correct answer for worst candy is Raisinets, because raisins are trash.
Can I say I like raisins?
I don't mind them either.
I like the dark chocolate Raisinets. Mm-hmm. Those are good. I get those.
How to make Raisinets worse? Put dark chocolate on.
Dark chocolate, unsweet chocolate Raisinets. Feed them to me.
So when you're out and about at the party tonight in your Jordan outfit, what bets are you keeping track of? Where, if you're sidetracked and you're looking at your phone, what bets are you checking on?
Well, obviously UNC plus 2.5. I'm looking forward to that. But I am looking at the World Series because I kind of hope, and very much actually hope, not kind of, that it does not end tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have Blue Jays in 7 and also want to watch the final game of the World Series. And this evening, I won't be able to watch. So I would like this series to go 7. And I hope Yamamoto has a massive evening. So I'm hoping that maybe the Dodgers win this game.
And you like the Patriots on Sunday, I assume?
I do, yes. Patriots minus 5.5. As Jordan, we don't like the Patriots. But as me, I love Patriots to cover. We don't like their scouts or anyone involved in that team. How dare they? And yeah, the dynasty was a hit job. And on Bill Belichick. So we love Bill. And the Patriots will cover. Reluctantly, we'll take them to cover minus 5.5.
Lucy Burge, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at BillBelichick.com and at Lucille Burge on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, LucyBurge1, and at DraftKings.
Lucy, always great. Have a great night.
Thank
we'll chat
you.
Next week.
Thank you, guys. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. We'll come back, get back to the Ravens. And Ravens got a couple of sacks, got some pressures. Are we buying this pass rush any more than we were before? We'll discuss next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan.
Hey, what have you heard? Yeah. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular. Multiple times a day.
So that was John Harbaugh the other day. It is Friday. The trade deadline is Tuesday. We probably don't see anything between now and Sunday because teams are getting ready for games, but I bet you it starts heating up on Monday. The Ravens had 2 sacks yesterday. They also forced another intentional grounding. The sacks were split by 4 people. Travis Jones, Mike Green, Brent Urban, and David Ajabo each had a half sack in this game. So feeling any better about the pass rush? And what about the deadline coming on Tuesday?
I think defensive line is the biggest issue with this football team, and it's not even remotely close. They don't have a pass rush. I mean, what, 10 total pressures, 5 QB hits, and it's okay, 7 hurries.
A lot of it's from blitzing,
it's
though.
Bad offensive line. It's not individuals really getting home. There's no one who's going to keep you up at night. I really liked what we saw from Travis Jones, but I mean, him as a one-man band interior, I just, there's no there. And there's no cavalry coming from within.
Carl Lawson, Jason.
Yeah, like I said. So, you know, I think it's a major issue, and I don't think they're winning in the playoffs with this kind of D-line. And that's not a great offensive line, and that's a quarterback who, I mean, let's face it, I feel like he sacked himself twice. Like, if they have to go on the road and play a real team, and that's going to happen in the playoffs. Like, the Colts offense, that's a real offense. You
real
can say
line.
Whatever you want to say about Daniel Jones in the past. Daniel Jones, with this infrastructure, is putting up yards for good reason. And if you have to go there in that dome with no pass rush, you're in trouble. If you have to go to altitude and play Denver on the road with no pass rush, you're in trouble. We already know about Buffalo and Kansas City. So I think it's a massive issue, and I think you can kid yourself into like the last couple of weeks and winning games despite it, but you're not beating three good teams in a row in January with this group. You're not keep going into games with three edge and four D tackles. Like, come on.
It's just less than paper thin with this D line and edge, and
it's non-existent.
And we thought heading into the year, even with everyone healthy and Nnamdi Matabike healthy, that this could be an issue. Just to put in perspective of where the Ravens are at, Taven Bryan was a practice squad elevation last night and played 41% of the snaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David Ajabo, who was seen as on the roster bubble during training
half
camp,
sack bump,
played 55% of the snaps. CJ Okoye is like, they need help in a desperate way along the D-line and at edge.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
To your point, they need
to make multiple moves.
They need run stuffing help too. Yeah, you're right. Then like D-line, they like last night when that game was in doubt, they couldn't stop the run, couldn't stop the pass. Other than that, everything was fine. Like there were periods of time which we've seen throughout the year where they look like a sieve offensively. Now, granted, they bowed up in the red zone. They made some stuff. The Dolphins kind of they made mistakes on their own, but there is room for improvement.
Dude, a 20% pressure rate against that offensive line. Like, and they're probably going to have, well, they're definitely going to have to go on the road. Because even if they run the table, it gets them the division, but
yeah,
it's going to be teams winning 11, 12 games in this conference. So multiple teams, maybe three.
And if they run the table, they go 12-5. Yeah. So,
they're not running.
They're not,
the table.
Yeah.
And you're not going to win tiebreakers.
And even if they're 12-5, they're still behind Kansas City and they're behind Buffalo if they're at 12. And I got news for you. In that division, the Colts might win 13. So you still, like I said, you're still probably three teams in front of you.
Here's a scenario for you, though. How about they run the table, but the Patriots beat the Bills in the division, and the Bills are the wild card, but they own the tiebreaker against the Patriots? I don't think it's happening, but there's a world where the Patriots have the easiest schedule left. Like there's a world where and what if the Bills lose to the Chiefs this weekend? There's a world where the Patriots might win that division.
But the Bills have a tiebreaker with the Ravens.
Yes, but if they're the wild card and the Ravens are division winner, the tiebreaker doesn't apply.
Oh, you're talking about just home and road.
Yeah.
Okay. They need a pass rush.
Yeah. I know, I went 3D math, but
they need multiple defensive linemen. And one of them, I think, needs to have some quality to him, some ability to get home that is surpassing what's on their current roster. Again, that's not a super high bar to clear.
Yeah.
That has to happen.
Here's the crazy thing, because this is not baseball. Because I think they need to make, at the very least, if they're not going to make big swings, I think they need to trade for a guard. I think they need to trade for a run stuffer and some sort of pass rusher.
Yeah.
But can they make is it possible?
Sure.
That would be four total trades.
We saw them.
There's no limit.
We saw them.
I know there's no, but we don't see that in the league is what I'm saying.
We saw them.
I think Howie's done it before. We've seen people do it.
Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, and Deontay Johnson. There were two deals.
That's two.
Those were good.
That's more than one.
Yeah, it leaves a lot to be desired. They do not have a pass rush.
No.
They have the ability to occasionally get off the field from a blitz. That's what they have.
Their biggest weapon is, where's Kyle Hamilton coming from on the blitz? Like, it's not the edge guys. It's, where's Kyle Hamilton coming from? And Kyle Hamilton...
I tell you, a defensive back would be the best pass rusher on this team.
Hell,
laughed at me.
Yeah, but you don't think...
You said Marlon Humphrey.
Then I said the secondary...
Then you said nothing.
You said Marlon Humphrey.
I said Marlon Humphrey.
And then I said, if it's not Marlon, it's going to be from the secondary.
And you don't think he's a defensive back, so...
And again...
What do you mean I don't think
he's... You think he's a linebacker.
Marlon?
No, Kyle.
They list him as a safety. He got paid as a safety.
I know.
If you had a franchise tag him, guess what? Your franchise tag him as a safety.
Marlon Humphrey has one quarterback hit.
Yeah. He's getting there. It's close.
Just saving it, Bone.
Hey, he's only two sacks behind the team leader.
They're saving it.
He just needs one good game.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, time for some bounce back, fall back as we head into the weekend. Bone asks us questions, we answer next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's look back to earlier this week. Only World Series, and we did throw in the Sixers game as well.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, this was following a historic game in which he reached base 9 times. Shohei reaches base the most amount of times in the game. A tie would be a win in this situation. And Ken, you had the great logic saying anytime you're given one player of the field,
I'm taking the field.
You're taking the field. And you were rewarded for that because he only reached base once. He had one walk. He was 0 for 3. 2 Ks. Jason, you bounced back. You said he would reach base every single time. Shohei Ohtani records yes. over 18 and a half outs. It was a good number at Book of the Bone because he recorded 18 outs. He went out for the 7th inning,
yeah.
remember, but did not record that 19th
Book of
out.
Bone's on it.
It usually is. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 7 innings. Shane Bieber records over 15 and a half outs.
Yeah.
It was on it again. Book of Bone.
Book of Bone's
went
on fire.
5 and a third. 16 outs. Both of you guys bounced back. Dodgers win on the run line. They lost outright.
Bombs.
Jason, you bounced back. You thought the Dodgers would win by 3 or more. Ken, you fell back.
Hmm.
Sixers cover the 3.5. It wasn't pretty at Washington, but they did. 139-134.
It was pretty for me, Bone. It was green.
Well, you were thinking of sending some explicit
yes.
text yep. to Ken.
I let it play out.
About the Sixers. Ken won 4-2. 4-2.
Well, you didn't. I don't think you said what we had in that last one, did
both
we?
Both you guys bounced back.
Okay, yeah.
yeah. Let's get to tonight. Game 6 of the World Series. Last chance we can do this in the year 2025.
Yes.
Ken, there's a nerfy tonight in Game 6.
Nerfing's no runs first
no
inning.
No runs first inning. No runs first inning.
Well, Yamamoto's on the hill for the Dodgers,
that
so we're halfway home.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say bounce back to nerfy, Bone.
Jason?
I mean, the Dodgers are scuffling, and it's Yamamoto who goes 8 innings and doesn't give him much up. You know what, though?
Gonna play the game. Play the game.
Let's say Ohtani hits a homer.
Ohtani hits.
I'd prefer he walk and then steal second. That'd make a nice night for me if we started that way, Bone.
Yamamoto has thrown back-to-back complete games. Jason, he completes at least 7 innings tonight.
Yeah. Who does he trust in the bullpen? Yeah. Let's go.
It's a bounce back for those at home.
Yeah. I don't know about a complete game on the road, because that's going to take all 9.
That's how that works.
Probably.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
That is how it works.
Unless something crazy happens.
Mm. Yeah, that's Ken.
Yeah, I think Jason nailed it. Their bullpen stinks. And so unless this thing goes completely sideways, he's wearing the first 7 innings. So I'm going to bounce back.
Oriole for life, Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, he is.
Starting for the Blue Jays.
I do love that Oriole fans forget that he went to Atlanta and failed, went to Cincinnati and failed yeah. before he got to San Francisco and figured yeah. something out.
Book of the Bone has him at 15 and a half outs. Ken, he goes over that total. So 5 1/3.
The Dodgers, as Jason told you earlier, are scuffling. Nobody other than Ohtani's hitting, so I'll bounce back on that number.
Jason?
I hate to agree with him, but...
that, what did you say?
It with the Dodgers.
The team other than Ohtani's OPS is lower than Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
Dodgers force a Game 7, Jason. They win tonight.
I mean, I'm not feeling it, but I've been wrong on this series the whole time, so I'll go against my feeling and say that the Dodgers win 4-2.
4-2. Ken?
I'm riding the one guy that's been fantastic, and that's Yamamoto. I think he wins tonight and forces a game seven, so I'll bounce back.
So that takes me to game seven then.
Yeah, which all these questions become moot if they, yeah.
Well, I'm just asking. Dodgers win the World Series. Ken.
I'm falling back, Mo, and I think the Blue Jays are winning in seven.
Jason?
They won't, but speechless. I'll say they will.
So you're bouncing back.
I'm going to say
I'm just verifying
the Dodgers win game seven on a free man Freddie walk-off. Can't be a walk-off.
Freeman double. All right. Let's get to the NFL week nine, Sunday. Steelers taking on the Colts. Book of the Bone has Jonathan Taylor at 94.5 yards rushing. Jason, he goes over that total.
Man, I'm going to say 91.
It's a fallback for those at home. Ken?
Couple of tutties.
The Colts offensive line is really good, and the Steelers stink against the run. I'm going to bounce back, Bon.
It's a bounce
back. I'd say he's 115.
115. Aaron Rodgers, his passing yards total, 237.5 yards. Ken, he goes over that total.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have to be in a position to throw, but he doesn't push the ball down the field, Bone. I'm gonna fall back, Bone.
Fall back. Jason?
I'm going to say he throws for 237.
That's right on the number.
Jeez, that's a fallback. Barely.
Mm-hmm. That's what's been going on with me lately.
Yeah.
237.
In the NBA.
Let's get to Bills, Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. 274.5 passing yards. Jason.
I don't know that this is going to be the complete, like, all-out shootout that some people think, because I think both teams are going to be able to run the ball some. So let's say 269, Bone.
Aha, it's for Bone.
That's a fallback.
Well, no Pacheco in this.
Friday started with that, Bone.
No Pacheco. Right? No Pacheco in this one for the Chiefs. Yeah.
Big Brashard day.
I'm
not on him, so he'll go off.
I'm gonna bounce back. I'm gonna say he goes over that number.
Bounce back. And lastly, Josh Allen will score at least one rushing touchdown.
Isn't that baked into the cake, Bone?
You got to play the game.
I wouldn't say
so. You know what? It's been a lot more of what's it. I'll bounce back.
Nice.
Talk myself. I'm going to stick with my first instinct.
Right. Jason?
I'm going against him.
Fall back.
I'm diametrically opposed to everything that comes out of his mouth.
Jeez. Wow.
That's not true.
God.
Do we want to, in TMI at the end, do you want to hit Beltway Ben up for some best bets? Beltway Ben, when we could do TMI, we'll hit you up for some wanna bet after that.
I've already got my tent picked out, by the way.
Your tent?
I'm gonna be at the front of that Wendy's line.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
I
yeah.
As soon as we do late night wanna bet tonight, I'm going straight to that Wendy's.
Time out.
And I am camping out.
Let the people know, Ben, what's going on tomorrow. Please.
You can come to Wendy's. There's a lot of stuff that's being given away.
Yeah.
Super exciting. You get a raffle and you can be in a money
cash cube.
You can only, it's only what you grab with your hands.
Yeah.
It's only what you grab with your hands.
No mouth.
You should be able to bite it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll fight for that, but I don't make the rules.
What?
That's fair.
Ben, Wendy's? Which Wendy's? Because there's a lot of them.
It's Eldersburg, right?
That's true.
Liberty Road, Eldersburg.
Oh, yes. 1702 Liberty Road, Eldersburg, Maryland.
Yeah, one of my favorite Wendy's.
Yeah, if you show up to the
it's his grand opening.
Yeah. But he knew it was going to be a...
That's historically
significant Wendy's.
Yes. But what is it? The first 10 people get food for a year? Isn't that true? First 10 people in line?
That's what the promo said. I'm not fully sure, but that's what the promo would say.
Well, if it's in a promo.
If it's in the promo, that's
And now,
not
Ben,
your
do you know if Odyssey employees are banned from winning?
No way. Yeah, we
don't have eligibility because I'm going to be front of the line.
We can't win. There's no way.
Because that Wannabet sweatshirt's warm, and so I'm going to have my Wannabet hoodie in a sleeping bag right in front of that Wendy's when you get there.
I can't confirm or deny, but Margie may or may not have been out there since Wednesday in a sleeping bag. We sent the kids to their dads. So Margie's been camping out since Wednesday for this cash cube.
That's respect.
Dude, I eat Wendy's every day.
That's got to be a year's supply of like double, what is it, double and like, what do they call it? Frosty?
Frosty. I'm going to bathe in a Frosty for a year.
Frosties are very good.
Frosties rock.
Yeah.
They got different flavors of Frosties now, too.
Yeah.
But
I'll
most importantly,
I'll see you bright and early in the morning.
Still a chocolate guy.
Yeah.
That's the original
OG.
One, right?
OG.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Ravens win 28-6. Derrick Henry's numbers look good. But if you look deeper, the run game, not great. What do we think of this run game after last night? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
21. Three shy of that right now. Giving it to Henry. Henry around the corner. Henry off to the races. Henry gets tackled at about the 40-yard line.
Al Michaels with the call. Derrick Henry had a couple of splash runs in the second half, so the numbers at the end of the game look great. 19 carries for 119 yards. But the first half was a bit of a struggle, including in the red zone. They could not get anything going. I was less of a fan of the O-line than you were, Jason. But where are you on this running game as we move forward?
Look, I mean, Lamar was really not an element in it, so there's still that to come. So that there's, you know, not all hope is lost. But, yeah, I wouldn't get fooled by the end of the game numbers when Miami had waved the white flag. And they're just waiting to get to the locker room and find out if they're going to finally fire their Mook coach or not.
Never.
Newsflash, they did not.
Mook.
Stephen Ross ain't firing that guy.
First half, Henry had 9 runs for 30 yards. It was a 14-yard scamper and then 8 for 16. No rushing first downs. 0 tackles avoided. 0.78 yards before contact. In the first half, 2.56 yards after contact. As a team, they ran 10 times for 30 yards. Derrick Henry, first down rushing in the first half. 5 carries, 16 yards. So you're constantly in second and long.
Yep.
Not good enough. They adjusted late in the first half to get more Justice Hill on the field and more Keaton Mitchell on the field, and that really keyed 2 pivotal scoring drives, and then they went back to Henry to be the hammer against that defense that was waving the white flag late. And he padded his numbers there. And they really made a point to leave him on to make sure he got over 100
yes,
yards
they
rushing
did.
Too. Like, it was clear what they were doing. No, look, it's not going to be like last year. He's not going to be like he was last year. The offensive line is what it is. I think it's something they're going to have to live with, and I think it's going to become increasingly imperative that they are a team that beat you in the passing game a multitude of ways, with the quick passing game when they're on the road against some real pass rushers, and they have to get rid of it. Intermediate, the deep stuff, take it where you can get it. The fact that they were able to get, you know, 2 tight ends, really all 3 tight ends,
yeah,
plus a couple of receivers involved in the pass game was a feather in their cap, and I think that's where they're going to have to live. And I think the running backs are going to have to contribute in the pass game, and the 2 speedier backs more so than Derrick Henry, because, like, it's not just volume, volume, volume. They're not an efficient early down rushing team. They just haven't been for the most part, with an exception here or there. And I don't think week in, week out, and especially come playoff time, that they're going to be that either. So they're going to have to continue to be creative about how they approach their personnel on early downs. I've been saying it all year, and this is another game that bore it out.
This performance felt like an early season performance from Derrick Henry. For someone that didn't watch a snap of last night's game and you're just looking at the box score, you see 19 carries, 119 yards. Oh, damn, Derrick Henry had a really good game. But it was more of the feast or famine type of rushing, where he had the 35-yarder, he had the 13-yarder in the first half, where it inflates the yards per carry, where you see the 6.3, but you take out those runs, and then the yards per carry plummets. You could tell
they had 2 shots to get 3 yards late in the first half, and when that didn't happen, but I turned to Sharky and said, they're going to change the person. Like, watch. You're going to start seeing less of Derrick Henry. They have to.
But that's where I'm getting at.
You could tell because the Dolphins prior to yesterday were horrible runs in between the tackles. And the Ravens tried to sledgehammer Derrick Henry between the tackles. It didn't work. There was a short yardage situation in the first half where it was third and one. He got tackled for a loss.
And it was second and three before that.
And that's where the conversation of this short yardage offense, especially now that Patrick Ricard's back, and we thought that maybe that would give it a boost. 42 qualifying running backs in the NFL this year. First down conversion rate on runs 1 to 3 yards to go. Derrick Henry is dead last out of 42 qualified running backs. That is a significant issue that this team has to get fixed.
And Lamar's legs will help
boost
and buttress that to some degree. But those are also situations where a screen pass can really do a job.
I did like that they were trying to mix in Keaton Mitchell a little bit before the game was in doubt or not in doubt. Here's the other thing. Derrick Henry, 119 yards. He had 54 of those yards on two carries, one on the last series of the third quarter, one on the first series of the fourth quarter. The game's already 28-6.
Guys had waved the white flag. They're not risking a concussion to try to bring him down in the backfield.
Yeah, so like half of his yards came
garbage
after
time.
Yeah. So, like, this is something, and again, I will bring it up. Kevin Zeitler's in Tennessee. He's an upgrade over what you got. That's Cesar Ruiz in New Orleans. Now, he's a center guard. If you're not bringing Linderbaum back, he's not going to cost you a whole lot. He played guard now, could play center next year if you're not bringing Linderbaum back. Like, those are guys that aren't going to cost you day one or two draft picks that I think will help this O-line, which, Jason, on the interior is awful.
Look, they didn't get the quarterback killed last night. I thought they might. You're going to have to live with what you got. If you, like, again, you can bring Zeitler in. They got a 300-and-something-pound fullback and a 260-pound running back, and they can't pick up a yard here or there. I don't know that that's just entirely the guards, but what I don't know.
What you just pointed out, it's less than a yard before contact. Like, guys, like, there are times where he's got nowhere to run when he gets the balls.
I think this needs to be a speed. I don't think they're a power team anymore. I think they're a speed team. I think the offense needs some tempo and pace. It's hard to do that with Derrick Henry on the field. Like, I think they need to adapt.
You brought this up yesterday about this.
The tempo improved when they got him off the field and went to the other backs.
About the offensive line in particular on the road, because they just haven't played many road games, and bringing up they got a lot upcoming. And I was like, yeah, Miami's not really a hostile. We're going to find out about the O-line in Minnesota, because that place gets rowdy and crazy. It's going to be a desperate Vikings team. So I'm curious how that O-line will fare next summer.
Desperate Vikings team with a garbage quarterback.
Yes.
It's an interesting combination. By the way, was it Vinny? Vinny told me he saw an interview, the Wentz thing, because we talked about this last week. Wentz told O'Connell that he was done after that game and he wasn't coming out. So he knew that he was done, but Wentz stayed in that game getting the crap kicked out of him to eat it, because he said, this is it for me. I know the season's over.
Yeah.
So I feel better about the fact I thought O'Connell
that still
ate
doesn't
him.
Mean you have to listen to him.
Yes,
though. You
exactly.
Still could say, you're in pain and our line sucks.
You're getting killed.
And those guys are trying to run, like, oh, that guy always trying to pad his stats after a trade.
Yes.
So we're going to get you off the field anyway.
Yeah, and by the way, don't run a long developing pass play on 4th and 10 down 31-10. Yeah. Alas, coming up next, a lot of Ravens news, a lot of Orioles news. We'll talk about it all. Kyle Goon, columnist, Baltimore Banner, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.